USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Looters destroyed Philadelphia businesses during a second night of unrest Tuesday. It all started Monday afternoon in West Philly when 27-year-old Walter Wallace Jr. came at arriving officers with a knife. He was ordered to drop the knife. Mr. Wallace ignored commands and kept coming at police before being shot. Walter Wallace Sr. tells 6 Action News in Philadelphia COVID-19 is partially to blame.
We all got mental illness between COVID-19 and all this other thing. And mental illness come in, especially when you see people die and call it invisible death. We got to get a cure for this virus.
Both officers involved were wearing body cameras. Hurricane Zeta is at New Orleans' front door this hour. The fortunate aspect, this is a fairly fast-moving storm and should be moving inland fairly quickly. Reported winds are 90 miles an hour. The ocean swells are 5 to 8 feet above normal. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I've been taking vitamins off and on my whole adult life, and I've never seen any change. Not like this, not since I've been on Balance of Nature. I used to take prescription medication for muscle aches and stuff. I don't take that anymore. I wish I'd have started it back when I first heard about it on the radio. And if I can give Balance of Nature any advice, keep it out on the radio, because I still hear these commercials from time to time, and I'm thinking, you know, you people need to listen up. I mean, I'm over 50. And, you know, your body starts wearing down. But Balance of Nature has literally changed my life. It really has.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Americans have cast half the total votes counted in 2016. With a few days left to go until the general election, 69.5 million early votes have been cast as of Tuesday, 50.4% of the total turnout from the last presidential cycle. That's according to the U.S. Elections Project. There were 47.2 million early votes cast in all of 2016. President Trump's campaign was hacked. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki has more.
President Trump's campaign website was the victim of apparent hacking. For about half an hour Tuesday evening, the campaign website was replaced by an image featuring the logos of the FBI and Department of Justice, saying that the site had been seized and demanding a cryptocurrency ransom. The Trump campaign said in a statement that no data had been accessed and that they were working with law enforcement to determine the source of the hack. The website has since been restored.
The president's campaign continues today in southern Nevada and in Arizona. Joe Biden's campaign was in Georgia on Tuesday. USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The Los Angeles Dodgers have won the World Series for the first time in 32 years. Tampa Bay jumped out to an early 1-0 lead behind the pitching of Blake Snell with 9 strikeouts. After Snell was pulled from the mound, the Dodgers' bats started lighting up Global Life Park in Arlington. Dodgers' Mookie Betts talks about the pitching change to MLB.com.
I'm not exactly sure why. I'm not going to ask any questions. But he was pitching a great game. Barnsley let off with a hit, I think, right there. And we had a chance to do something, but I made a pitching change, and it seems like that's all we needed.
Dodgers win 3-1 in Game 6 Tuesday, taking home the Commissioner's Trophy. Rain has been hindering NASCAR over the last few days. If NASCAR can get in at least 167 laps Wednesday, the second of three events in the NASCAR Cup Series playoffs will be official and move on to Sunday's event in Martinsville, Virginia. Driver Brad Keselowski explains why drivers love Martinsville.
It is a special track. You know, first off, as far as I'm aware, it's 1948, oldest track on the circuit. That's pretty cool. There's only one track that can be the oldest and have the most history and pedigree, and, you know, Martinsville is that. So, you know, that brings a special lure to it, a lure that I think everybody likes. And then the other piece I would say add to it is it's a really special trophy, you know, with that clock, and I know it means a lot to me.
The Xfinity 500 is scheduled for Sunday at 2 p.m. Eastern on NBC. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.